Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I just had a dream that I was caught in a literal zombie apocalypse, a la The Walking Dead, and woke up wondering if women would be more excited about such a world than men would. The assumption always is that scrappy, gun-toting, redneck survivalist men are the ones looking forward to this type of future. But what if it's the women that actually enjoy it the most? Sure, the hardship would suck. But think of the drama, the excitement, the constant adrenaline rushes. Think of the panty-dropping opportunity to be part of Giga Chad Negan's harem. Think of all the testosterone being thrown around by the strong surviving men. It's gotta be better than our current stale, boring, estrogenized society. I'm not sure there's enough for a video here, but I see it as an interesting thought experiment. It's also funny how you did a video request from me a while back about trans women being better than women. And now fast forward, transmaxing has become a thing. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll discuss some recent thoughts on the transmaxing community towards the end. But I think that both sexes want the horror of modern industrial life to end. A lot of guys in our community keep saying that they just want to see the collapse and for everything to burn. Your subconscious is also creating a dreamscape at night that's fulfilling that fantasy. But collapse doesn't happen all of a sudden. It's gradual and eventually you're in a different era. Many men want the collapse so that women have to suffer again and have no choice but to return to a traditional way of life, as an obedient wife. Women also want things to collapse so they can enjoy the drama because they're addicted to it. On one hand they want comfort and safety, but on the other they want total chaos. When they're given power they extract whatever value they can to give themselves stability, but destabilize everything and everyone else. Then men walk away and the economy crumbles. We're seeing that right now with young men pulling out of the labor force, with the workplace participation rate at all-time lows. In the past, women got used to alternating states where their country was somewhat stable and then other times when it was at a state of war, and the men were fighting and dying. Women want to live in a house that's on fire, but they don't want to get burned by the flames. What they are is a paradox. Men want stability and we want sexual access. Many of us are willing to throw civilization down the tubes if we can't get sex. A relationship, wife, and kids for many of us are our purpose. And if we don't get them, we don't care what happens to the world. Because we don't have our foreskin in the game, so to speak. As for women, collapse works for them because they won't be killed off if there are actually wars. Sure, they have to worry about dying during childbirth, lack of contraceptives, plagues, and famines, but at least they won't have to get slaughtered by conquering nations. Just taken as war brides, perhaps. Again, let it sink in that women want stability and chaos at the same time. That's why I believe that books like The Hunger Games are so popular with girls. The continent of Panem in the film is filled with high-tech cities in the Rocky Mountains, contrasted by subsistence farmers and producers everywhere else. For the most part, it looks like a post-collapse society with pockets of advanced technology and civilization. We saw the same in Maze Runner as well as the Divergent films and books. Ruined cities with parts that are still doing well. You can either live like a primitive wild savage, or be sophisticated and civilized. Again, female duality. I always laugh at Mad Max Fury Road when the villain's brides end up leaving him. Like they would ever do that in a chaotic world, where they're literally prized and protected, and there's danger at every turn in the desert. As if they would ever give up that safety in such an unsafe world. It's not realistic at all. I'll get to more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawkin' the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women think they'll be superheroes in the wasteland, but all they'll do is cower in the corner clown world show. Women might imagine a post-apocalyptic world that they would be like Katniss Everdeen fighting the gray-haired patriarchy. But in reality, they'd be more like the floozies of Capital City if they could, obsessing over fashion and living an aristocratic lifestyle. They wouldn't want to risk participating in the Hunger Games. It's like those women that say that if they were in Nazi Germany, they would have stood up to the regime. Meanwhile, what they would be doing is trying to land some wealthy colonel and pop out 6 kids for the fatherland, because the Fuhrer wanted it. Sure, many women like the fantasy of a post-apocalyptic landscape. Well, when they actually live it, it's a completely different thing. Just look at what the Russians did when they invaded Berlin. Do you really think those women were happy being taken and raped like that and left after they were used up in all 3 orifices? forget about it, especially if they were left for preggers. Let it all burn. Men typically say that. Women say, give me comfort and safety. But in a way, women want it to burn too because of the fantasy element. Women fantasize about being raped, but they don't want it to happen. Men increasingly want things to burn because the current system is not fair for those who work hard and play by the rules, because they can't have access to the women they want, or any women for that matter, for 30 to 60% of the male population under the age of 30 these days. I've been hearing rumblings that this new young generation, they don't even mention commitment. They date for 6 months and assume that both sides have other people on the side. Usually we hear that men are the gatekeepers of commitment, and women are the ones that ask men to give it to them. But increasingly women won't want commitment, and it's men that are asking for it because how are you supposed to love someone when she's secretly seeing three other dudes, and you just didn't ask her about it? Why would anyone want to go through such relationship drama these days? Unless, of course, you're a woman, and you're addicted to drama. So what happens next? If one state collapses, people tend to migrate to a stable one and destabilize it as well. I don't like this idea of total collapse because when one place becomes bad, people usually scramble to leave for another place. You really don't think that women in Western Europe, if their countries are overrun by Muslims, aren't just going to leave for Hungary or some other Eastern European state that kept its population somewhat pure? The current cultural collapse in Western civilization is happening almost the way the Roman Empire fell. First, the Western part fell, but then the Eastern portion went on for a long, long time, for almost 1,000 years on, until the Ottomans eventually took it over. Many of the women ended up taking their own lives there when it was conquered, instead of becoming slaves to the Ottomans. So remember that the next time you think that women want to be taken and used. I don't really know what else I can say, so now let me get on to the second part. As for the transmaxing community, I've spoken with Ventology, the creator of the Transmaxing Manifesto, and he's come out as being all for authoritarianism. Kat the Van, a transmaxing YouTuber, wants there to be socialism or communism. I don't agree with either system of government and think that the transmaxing community is going to suffer from infighting the way that the men's rights movement did back in the day. There's a Discord server, and there's already been infighting described to me where individuals are jockeying for who controls it. One of the strengths of the MGTOW content creators is that we all do things our own way and try to attract our own audience. We don't all pile into one place and fight each other for who dominates it. If this continues, the online transmaxing movement will probably die out. What they need to do is have their very own version of Blair White. Miss White stood out because she stood for the right and was a conservative trans woman. For the transmaxing community to become big, it needs someone that's as attractive as she can be. Passable puts her face out there and is entertaining. Someone that'll make transmaxing cool. The closest we have to someone doing that right now is Finster. Unless that happens, transmaxing isn't going anywhere in terms of attracting thousands or even millions of men into it. It'll remain a tiny niche group under the already small incel umbrella because it's been mostly incels that have transitioned. But Finster is not a transmaxer, more of a dragmaxer, exploiting simps. I think that digital dragmaxing, where males use filters to appear passably female, is going to become ultra popular because it'll actually allow a lot of guys to earn a lot of money from pay piggies. We spend more time living in a virtual world these days than we do in the real one, so it'd make more sense that the way we appear online is way more important than how people see us in the flesh. So using technology to change our gender online and augment our appearance will be way more popular than transmaxing. Let's say that sex bots arrive in 10 years' time. Will transmaxing take off by then and compete with men that have access to unlimited machine cooch? It's hard to say. Once the virtual AI girlfriends are created, we'll know better if young men are willing to take the substitute of artificial women over the real ones that they aren't getting. Maybe women will start to freak out because they'll start losing their simps, so they'll start treating men better and stop being the way that they are today. Once the friend zone simp uses an emotional tampon falls into short supply, there may be trouble. Will women have digital boyfriends to use as emotional tampons, and will the torment of male-programmed algorithms be enough for them to get relief? I don't think they'll get the same satisfaction and relief that only comes with being able to torment a living male. Even Jordan Peterson has said he doesn't know what's going to happen when such technology comes out. So I guess it depends on the individual human, and if whichever direction the majority heads in will dominate the discourse. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Andrew Tate wants to smash transgendered Megan Fox in prison. But he's being smashed by Slavko, the Serbian version of Chad. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the transmaxing community from making the exact same mistakes that the men's rights movement made away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.